A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers. They had had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And now an extract from the first letter, or the first book of Kings, rather, in chapter 3. Solomon prays, "O Lord my God, you have made me your servant, king, to succeed my father David, but I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of a people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people, and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now, and after you will not come anyone to equal you." My short reflection for Saturday, February the 6th, is a quasi-confession, I must tell you. I mean, the lessons I will seek to draw from what we heard in the Gospel according to Mark, and with reference to the story of Solomon, these are lessons I need to learn too, and not for the first time. So let me share. As a younger disciple, I wondered at this gospel. Yes, I wondered even if Mark had edited his material well. What was this? The Lord invites his disciples to come away from the great numbers of people and rest a while. Then, next thing, the crowds have realized exactly where they are going, and, yes, it's true, their hunger for the word of Jesus and possibly for his healing touch is effectively an accelerator. And they are at that supposed deserted spot in their numbers before Jesus and the 12 arrive by boat. What does Jesus do then? He disembarks and starts another session of teaching. Has he not followed the very instruction he gave to the disciples? Or what is going on here, Mark? I don't know if I'm any the wiser now, but perhaps the gift of wisdom that Solomon prayed for in the first reading is not always the kind of wisdom we associate with the use of that word, or the use of the term, a mind that is wise. I tend to think of Solomon meditating in his royal palace garden as he has the time and leisure to do so. And he's plotting his next move as king, and hoping to do so with a wise heart too. In the gospel, the wisdom that is required now is the wisdom to act and decide on your feet, as it were, with scarcely any notice of the immediacy and urgency of the decision required. A new situation has arisen just after Jesus had shared with his followers the nugget of wisdom about heading away from work and business and being overwhelmed with activity. Now and again, take a rest. But then, straightway, Mark wants these stories to be that close, Jesus and the 12 are faced with another, and if they're honest, not entirely unexpected turn of events. The crowds have not left them or allowed them to be alone in a quiet place. Now what is required is a further word of wisdom for the hearers, the hundreds who have made their way to hear Jesus again. He thought on his feet. He chose wisely, also out of the compassion in his heart. These people are, if you like, rather like students without a teacher, and he sets to teach them now at some length. So, is the wisdom of going away and resting now jettisoned? Of course not, but there is a time and a place for every good action and moment. Just on this occasion, it will have to wait. Mind you, when that moment comes, it will be all the more needed than it was earlier in the story. Or, and this is a dangerous thought for one who feels the need to be busy all the time, has their energy, their work battery, been recharged by the sight of the large crowd? The Lord might on occasion hope the crowd could stay away just for today, so he and his closest collaborators could take time out, even to pray, even to reflect on the gifts they often share, on the Word of God, and on the guidance that that Word gives to its daily application. Save us, Lord, while we are awake and active, alert also to your prompting. Protect us while we sleep and while we rest.